Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I am unfortunately Sarah.
I mean, it sounds like I just based on how hot and heavy you're coming in this recording, we've had about the same terrible shit kind of day. So I'll let you go first and then I'll tell you about my day.
I have not had like exactly a shit terrible day. I actually had a pretty decent day, but technology is just giving me fuck all today. I don't know what's going on. I'm literally the only person home right now. So I know that nobody else is on my internet connection right now, but it's still really slow. It's been really slow, which I find aggravating because like I'm just trying to chill out and vibe and listen to music and shit. I was just watching something interesting, which I'll talk to you about in a minute, but I'm just trying to enjoy the internet a little bit, and technology's like no. And then I am signed into Zoom, right? I'm like, okay, let's see if I can get this to actually work on Zoom, the app that it forced me to download that it now is not letting me use. I go, I'm signed in to the app and it shows me on my calendar this meeting. It says, you're now about that is about to start recording in 1 minute. Would you like to join the meeting? And I was like, yes, I would like to join the meeting. So what did I do? I hit the button that said join. Did I join the meeting? No. So I'm like, okay. So there's three little, dots over here. So I click on those and it says join meeting. And I'm like, join the meeting. And nothing happens. But then I look over here on the right hand side and like on at my little profile picture and it says, I'm in a meeting. And I'm like, I'm not in a meeting. In the meeting.
Well, that's just because your calendar has it blocked off as busy. That doesn't mean you're actually in the meeting.
No, I know, but like the irony.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not in the meeting because you won't let me join the meeting. Even though I'm clicking join the meeting. So I was just like, okay, maybe it's having a problem loading because my computer, unfortunately, I think might be getting ready to bite the dust. Please don't die anytime soon because I can't afford to buy a new one yet. But next month. But I'm just over here like, okay, maybe I just need to close out of everything else that I'm doing. Because I do have a bad habit of having too many tabs open at once. Okay. So I'm like, it's fine. I'll close everything out. So it's just Zoom. Join the meeting. Would not join the meeting. So anyway, now we're here and I'm a little less aggravated now that I've like talked about it, but.
So are you in the app or are you in the.
I'm in the browser.
Browser again.
Yep. If I was in the app, you would see our lovely logo.
Oh, can you not use the logo in the app or in the browser?
Mm-mm.
That sucks.
No. I have not been able to successfully get it to do the thing.
Weird.
I know. And I've tried restarting the computer too. Like I tried uninstalling and reinstalling. I've checked for updates. I've done everything I can think of to like try to get it to work and it is just not doing the thing.
Very strange.
So at this point, I think it must be related to something going on with my computer. Like, either something going on with my computer or something going on with the connection stability. When I try to use the app, that maybe that's the reason why. I don't know. But it's real annoying.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what about you?
So I, on Monday last week, had a alert come up on my car. That said service soon and all that. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I called and scheduled to have it serviced. And they were like, well, the earliest we can get you in is Friday. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I can't really do anything otherwise because, I can't get in earlier, so there's nothing I can do about it. So I was like, Friday's fine, whatever. So I dropped my car off on Friday, so yesterday. And they're like, okay, are you going to wait or are you leaving? I was like, well, I'm going to leave because it's going to take pretty much probably all day, I'm assuming. So I'm not going to sit here all day and wait. So I left and came home and I asked for them to set it up to where they would, whenever it's done, they would actually bring it back to me. So I don't have to go and get it. And nice. I was like, I don't know how that works, but whatever, that's fine. But as of, it was 4 o'clock. Well, 2 o'clock rolled around and I hadn't heard anything. I was like, okay, whatever. So I checked in the app and in the app it shows that they haven't moved my car, done anything since 11 a.m. I was like, okay, well, maybe they're just waiting for a part to come in and it's just sitting and waiting until 11 a.m. And I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. So I sat and I waited. And I was like, okay, it's now 4 o'clock. I haven't heard anything. I know they close soon. I thought they didn't close until 6 or 7. So I called and I was like, I just need to check on the status of my car because I haven't heard anything. And I need to know if I'm going to get it back today. So they're like, okay, let me check with your service advisor and I'll get back on the phone with you. I was like, okay, that's fine. My service advisor was apparently busy with a customer. She was like, I'm going to give him your information, let him know you called and he will give you a call back in a little while. It's like, okay, that's fine, whatever. So I waited and I was like, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to cook. I need to cook food anyway. So I went and I cooked and it was about 6 o'clock. And I was like, why haven't I heard anything from these people yet? So I called. No answer. I called. No answer. So I called a few more times and I was like, okay, this is getting frustrating. So I was like, well, I'll call the sales side because there's an option to talk to service or sales. And I was like, well, I'll call the sales side and talk to someone in sales. When I called and no one answered in sales either. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? So I ended up just like waiting. And then I called service again and left a voicemail because there's an option to leave a voicemail. So I called and left a voicemail and I didn't hear anything back this morning. I was like, what in the fuck is happening? So I called them this morning and they're like, oh, your service advisor isn't here today. I don't actually have anyone on the Ford side that can help you. They were like, I'll leave them a message and you'll have to wait until Monday. I was like, no, I can't wait until Monday because I have to have a car because I have to drive all the way to Quincy on Monday because I have work in Quincy. That is where my job is. Had I known yesterday that my car wasn't going to be ready by the end of the day, I would have made you guys figure out something yesterday for me to have a car for the weekend and until Monday because I need a car. And she was like, well, hold on, let me see if I can get someone for you. I was like, okay. And then someone got on the phone and they were like, well, it looks like your service advisor isn't here. I looked at your notes and they had to order a part. And it won't be here until Monday. So your car won't be ready until potentially Monday. I was like, well, that's not going to work because I need a car. So what are you guys going to do to get me in a car? Do you have a convenience car that I can use? Do you have something that I can use? And they're like, well, we typically rent through Enterprise. So our Enterprise that we work through is closed today. So we wouldn't be able to help you out with that through them. But what you can do is go ahead and if you can get a rental car through Enterprise or Hertz or wherever is close to you, and then we will give them like a PO number, which is a purchase order number or the credit card number, and they will pay for it. I was like, okay, whatever, fine. So I made a reservation and I was like, I'm going to call them just to make sure that there is a car available. And I called and they were like, yeah, there's a car available, but if you're doing it through a dealership and they're paying for it, they have to make the reservation. I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. So I'll cancel my reservation. I'll call them and have them call and make a reservation. So I called right. And I was like, so basically what Enterprise is telling me is that you have to make a reservation since you're going to be paying for it. They're like, oh, okay, that's fine. We'll call them and we'll make a reservation. And then I get a call back and they're like, well, they're telling us that they don't have a car available until Monday. I was like, that's not true because I just had a reservation that I canceled and they said they would have a reservation for me today. So I don't, he was like, well, why don't you give them a call back? I'll give you the PO number and then make your reservation and see if it works for you. So I was like, okay, fine. So I made the reservation and then I called and asked them about the canceled reservation. And she was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I told her the PO number, the person I was talking to. And she goes, well, what's the account number or the billing and the billing service or billing number? I was like, I don't have that information. All they gave me was a PO number. She's like, oh, well, we have to have that information. We can't just go off of a PO number. So if you call them and get that information, we can put that in. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So I called the dealership and they're like, oh, we never have to give that information. We just give the PO number. I'm like, well, maybe that it's just a different, because it's a different enterprise location. They might not have your information. So they need it too. He's like, okay, well, let me call them and I'll talk to them. It's like, okay, whatever. Figure it out. Cause I need a car because they close in literally an hour and a half. Because the location that's near me closed at two today. And this was 12:30. I was like, dude. So he was like, okay, well, let me give them a call. And he called them and it was like 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, he called me back and he said, okay, it sounds like we're all good. So they have a car for you. You're just ready to go. And I was like, cool. So I went and got the car. Everything's fine now. But it's just like, I shouldn't have had to go through this because your service advisor didn't call me to let me know that my car wasn't going to be available yesterday. Had he done this? This is me just talking. Like, had the service advisor called me yesterday, like he was supposed to, and let me know, hey, we had to order a part for your car. It's not going to be ready until Monday. I would have made them do all this yesterday, and I would have had to rush around and act like an idiot today and be stressed for 20 minutes because some idiot doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm super annoyed. And when he called back and he told me that, they said that they wouldn't have a car for me until Monday. I was like, cool. What are you, Tasca, going to do about it? Because I need a car for Monday before. So I was like, technically, I need a car now because no other rental car company or rental company is open on Sunday unless I go to the airport. Right. I guess I could technically go to the airport, but then they'd be paying even more money because there's an airport charge when you rent a car at the airport. Right. And he was like, well, let me talk to my manager and see what we can do. I was like, yeah, you fucking better, because I need a car and you're telling me that you don't have a car. My car's not going to be available and you should have fixed this yesterday. It's not my fault. It's yours.
Right. Exactly. Like,
so, I mean, thankfully they were like, you're good to go. We have the PO. It's on a day rate where we'll pay for it for a day rate. And until your car is fixed and ready for you to come and pick up. It's like, okay.
Okay.
It was like, this would have been fine if you idiots would have called me yesterday.
Jesus.
And I always have an issue with them where they don't really contact whenever your car is getting worked on, they're not very good at contacting you. And it sucks because it's the one that's closest to my apartment. I would have to go like 30 plus miles away to go to another one.
Right.
And they're typically pretty fast and good, but it's just their communication is horrible.
Oof. Oof.
So that was my day dealing with figuring out how I'm going to get a car because my car isn't ready, which I should have known yesterday at 11 o'clock when you were done looking at my car.
Right.
It's like, I don't understand how it's okay for you as a service provider to know that your service isn't going to be finished the day that the person dropped it off, assuming that it was going to be done, and not contact them and let them know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
So I was like all frustrated today.
I bet. I don't blame you.
But thankfully I have a car and it's not my Mustang Mach-E, but it's a 2024 Nissan Rogue, which is fine, but it's not my Mustang.
Fair.
I love my car and I miss it. It's very good.
I know. I know.
I love it a lot. It's comfortable. It drives amazingly.
I believe it 110%. So I had an interesting question to ask for the podcast based on something that I watched recently.
Okay.
So I've been seeing like these little YouTube suggestions for me to watch different last meals.
Okay.
From the Good Mythical Kitchen.
Yeah.
So I finally watched one, and it was Alan Tudyk, whom I love. I love him. But anyway, so it got me thinking about what I would want for my last meal, and then it got me thinking, I should ask Ryan what he would want for his last meal. So what would you want for your last meal?
So it would start off with like some fried calamari, because yes. I love fried calamari with they do that around here with like this like banana pepper sauce.
Love.
And then there's some that do like this chipotle aioli.
Ooh.
Delicious. And then I would move into sushi because I love sushi. I would probably do like a avocado roll, an asparagus roll, and then like an eel roll, maybe. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Something really good like that. And then wrap it up with a 2 scoops of chocolate ice cream and a New York style cheesecake.
Love.
Yeah. Perfect.
What a great meal.
Oh, and then to drink, I would have a Coke with ice, an iced Coke, like a large iced Coke, and then like a red wine, like Pinot Noir, like a wooden head Pinot Noir. It's this winery that we went to out in California. Delicious wine.
Love. You know, I don't know what I would want my last meal to be because there's so many different foods that I love and enjoy. I think in the end, it would probably be like a meal of side dishes. So like, it would probably end up being the most girl dinner I've ever done. So like, I'm picturing 2 deviled eggs, like a basket full of rolls, the good ones from O'Charley's.
Okay.
And then like
Texas Roadhouse has really good rolls too.
Texas Roadhouse does have really good rolls. I just miss O'Charley's, I think.
Yeah.
I'd probably have like a nice little salad on the side. And then like mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and then whatever kind of dessert I can think of at the time. Like probably something pie related.
Yeah.
Pie or pastry. Or these amazing, I think their Swedish name is Fitka, I think, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But they're essentially Swedish cardamom buns, and I'm obsessed with them. They're so good.
Yeah,
so I'd probably want one of those.
I'm not a huge fan of cardamom, so I wouldn't like that, but
I think it's amazing.
To me, cardamom is a little bit too close to licorice or anise flavoring. And I'm not a huge fan of anise, licorice flavoring, or any anise, depending on how you say it.
See, I like star anise. Yeah. But like regular anise, I'm not a huge fan of either. But I don't really get the licorice vibe from cardamom as much. I get more of a sweeter cinnamon, I guess, is kind of how I feel it is.
Interesting.
Flavor wise, I don't know. It is very interesting though.
Maybe the cardamom seed is a little different than like just the regular cardamom. Because I'm thinking of cardamom seed, and it's like, or cardamom pod, and it's usually like a more closer to like anise, star anise, that type of thing. To me.
Valid. So, how would you like to die?
That's a weird question, Zara.
But like going along with like the idea of like what you would want to eat for your last meal, like how would you, what would be the ideal way for you to go out?
Well, assuming I'm not like being put down because I murdered someone or something like that. And maybe it's like kind of like one of those assisted offings where I'm like sick and it's like, oh, that's sad too. I don't really know. This is a weird question. So if it's like the assisted offing, and that's what we'll call it because we don't say the S word on here, which actually was just passed in, I think it was Australia.
You can't UK. Say that?
I mean, you can, but if it's on YouTube, if we ever get monetized, which I don't think we will, but it'll get flagged.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so, like, if it's that, it's something like, give me something to where I can go to sleep and not feel anything. If it's like I'm fighting something and someone, it's like I want to go out in a blaze of glory and like rip to shreds with bullets.
Okay.
Thelma and Louise. No, not Thelma and Louise style. What are they? Who are they? Who is it, Sarah?
Thelma and Louise is the only ones I can think of.
No, not, but it's, they were
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, yes. Thank you.
There you go.
It'll be me and Sarah, Bonnie and Clyde style, ripped to shreds from both.
You know, sure. Okay.
I mean, as long as the first one just like goes in and cuts it all off in the brain, then I'm good.
Right? See, here's. So I have like this morbid, and I've always had this morbid fascination.
You? No.
I know, right? Not that I can accurately name all of Jack the Ripper's victims by picture. We don't need to get into that. Anyway, so I've always had like kind of this morbid fascination with being decapitated, like the guillotine. Because I'm kind of curious. I want to know what it's like. Because I know that the brain survives for a few seconds afterwards. But then I'm like, but then I'm not going to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
So that makes me sad. I'm like, man, I want to know. So like in a way, that would be my ideal like decapitation. Because I want to know. I want to know. But then at the same time, I'm just like, ugh. But then I'd have no way to communicate that to anybody else.
No.
And I want to know so that I can share the knowledge. So I guess I can't go with decapitation. I don't know. I kind of hope that I go out in a blaze of glory of some kind. Like, I don't know. Growing up, I always imagined that I would just end up murdered. Like somebody would get sick of me and be like, all right, that's enough of her. Like, I just always assumed I would be a statistic. So I never really thought about any other way other than that.
I have a funny story to tell you.
Is it death related?
No, it's about a dream that I had. So, I mean, it's kind of, I was asleep.
Okay, the mini death, got it.
Mini death, yeah. So I had a dream last night, and it's nothing crazy, but actually it was like early this morning, and I'm looking over here because I have it written down in a note. Because I woke up and I was like, what a weird freaking dream. Mainly okay. because, and you'll understand, because like I don't interact with. So it was about a teacher, but it was like a college instructor, and I was like, I don't really interact with any of them unless I email them asking them a question, or like they send me an email asking me a question. It's like I never interact with my current instructors, so it's like I don't know. Okay. So I'm gonna go through this little story that I had. So what it was I was walking through Walmart with my dad, my sister, and Ryan.
Okay.
Looking for a gift for a teacher. Okay. I don't know if it was like her birthday or if it was like the end of the term. So I wanted to get her something for her birthday. But in the class, so in my mind, I have memory of the first day of this class, including a scavenger hunt. Where the teacher is like, we had to guess things about the teacher or get clues about the teacher and figure out what some of her favorite things are. Okay. I don't know why my brain has constructed this where I have memories of the first day of this class, but my brain has. But anyways, so I am looking around and I find this big pumpkin thing that's kind of it's a pumpkin shape, but it's for like you put drinks in it and it has like a spout, a pour spout. It's like a punch dispenser, a drink dispenser. And I was like, cool, I'll get her that and I'll get some lemonade because she said her favorite drink was lemonade.
Oh. Okay.
So I got. A thing of, I was like, I looked at Ryan. I was like, hey, will you go get lemonade? He was like, well, I don't know where it is in this Walmart. I was like, well, I'll show you where it is. So I showed him where it is. And then I needed to go to the restroom. So I went to the restroom and I sat down my pumpkin and I had a bunch of other stuff like candy and stuff that I was also going to give her in it. Sat it down, went to the restroom. And for some reason in my brain, this is the Walmart in Spencer. And the restroom, it's back where the restroom used to be. Where it was like there's the layaway counter and then the two restrooms that are right there. I don't know if they're still there. I don't really go to that restroom. I don't know that. I haven't gone to that Walmart in forever. So I was going to the restroom. I sat it down on the layaway counter so that I could just come out and grab it as I came out. Done with the restroom, came out and forgot about it. And then I was like, oh, crap. As I was walking around, Ryan was like, where's the pumpkin? And I was like, oh, shoot. So I had to go back and it was gone.
Of course.
And I was like, okay. So I looked around for an employee and I was like, hey, there was a pumpkin here and it had a bunch of stuff in it. And she was like, oh yeah, I put it away. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I'll just go back to where it was located and grab another one. And I went back and there were no more. I was like, well, fuck. Now what am I going to do? Because I have this whole gift in my brain that I'm going to get her this drink thing and give her some lemonade and she can have lemonade for her students and all this. And I was like, okay, cool. So now my brain goes back to this survey that we did or this scavenger hunt that we did the first day. And I remembered, oh, she really likes frogs. So now I'm going to find one that is in the shape of a frog. No fucking clue where this is coming from. So I go and I look and I'm like, okay, well, here's this stuff. My dad is like pointing out stuff that I can get her. And he's like, here, she's a teacher. Does she need headphones? And he shows me these like crappy like skull candy headphones that are like white and have like the graffiti printing on it. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that, Dad. I was like, I'm looking for a frog. And I was like, okay. And then that's where I woke up. But as I was looking around, I also saw, as I was looking around, my sister told me that my mom called and wanted me to do a tenderloin dish for dinner that night. Because we were meeting to have dinner and she was like, this is what mom wants. I was like, okay, whatever. No idea what tenderloin dish. But as I was walking around, there was like one of those like center display cases.
Yeah.
That has a bunch of Bibles all over it. But also included in the Bibles is coffee beans, like bags of coffee beans that have like Bible verses on it and are specifically for Bible people. I was like, Jesus Christ, what is going on? So that was my dream. And then I woke up and I was like, what was that about?
What was any of that about?
I know, because I was like, first of all, I don't really interact with my teachers enough to know what their favorite drink or favorite animal is. So that's weird. And then the fact that my brain just constructed this whole memory of what my this teacher's favorite things were because of a scavenger hunt that we did at the beginning of the class.
Okay, well, let's see. What does it mean to dream about lemonade? We'll start there first. The dream could mean you're ready for some spiritual cleansing. Perhaps your mind is filled with unnecessary clutter.
I mean, that's probably true.
Okay, so let's see. Frog dream meaning. No, I refuse. Frog dreams symbolize good luck, fertility, positive transformations, prosperity, hope, spiritual evolution. Okay.
It's the second mention of spiritual.
Right? All right. So,
and there were fucking Bibles in this dream.
Pumpkin. Yeah, right? Pumpkin dream meaning. All right. Let's see. Dreams about a pumpkin. It can sometimes mean that difficulties will happen and spiritual energy will be slow but forward moving. Again, with the spirit.
Am I supposed to find Jesus or something? I don't understand.
Are you about to be converted? I'm confused. Okay. I don't
ever see that happening.
Let's see. All right. Let's look at the coffee. Dreaming of coffee symbolizes energy, alertness, and productivity. It may also represent social gatherings and conversations.
So what I'm getting from this is I'm going to join a cult.
Maybe a cult of coffee. I'm trying to see. What does it mean? Receiving the Bible in a dream is equivalent to receiving the Word of God.
But I didn't receive the Bible. I just saw it.
I know. That's what I'm trying to. Okay, here we go. It means it's time for your story of faith, of trust in God to be written. Presence of a Bible in a dream is associated with yourself, your own thoughts, and how you see others, and the finding of God in your heart. So I feel like the face that you're making is priceless right now. But I also feel like this means that you're about to have a spiritual revolution for yourself.
Or maybe I'm going to drive a spiritual revolution that makes people understand that God isn't actually real. And or if he was, the idiots that are putting Donald Trump on a pedestal are going to finally understand that he's not the best, not actually in aligned with God in the way that he teaches.
No, that makes sense. Interesting. Speaking of like religion. Nope, I lost it. Never mind.
It was also just weird that I had like this very vivid dream and I was able to remember it all.
Right, because you don't usually do you.
Sometimes. I usually have really vivid dreams and I remember them being very vivid, but it's like I never like fully remember them to this extent.
Right. I was going to say, I know like sometimes you'll be like, oh yeah, I had a dream about this. That was kind of weird. But I don't remember you ever having that many different details.
It was very weird. And I was like, how strange.
I mean, it's so funny that you like mentioned dreams because I was talking to one of my friends and he was saying that he had a really weird dream where we all went out together and ended up like I wasn't part of it, but he and one of our other coworkers ended up like having a threesome with this guy that we don't like. And he was like, I don't understand what is going on right now.
Ah, hate sex, the best kind.
I'm just over here like, friend, do we need to get you laid? Is there a problem? Oh my God. But he previously like has had some really weird and wild dreams where I'm just like, what is happening? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So I've been watching like Charmed, and I think part of the thing was I was watching Charmed all day yesterday, which kind of has like a spiritual meaning, not Bible, but spiritual. Mm-hmm. And then I was watching, we finished the day with watching Drag Race Down Under. So Australian Drag Race. But then I also just got my final grades for my two classes, which is exciting. Yes. And I was kind of surprised in the one. I knew it was going to be above 90%. But one of them I was worried because it was looking like it potentially could be below 90%. And it ended up being 90, like above, like it was like 95.8 or something like that. So I was excited about that. And then the other one, I was doing like the math and I was like, well, it looks like unless I get a 100% on the final discussion board, because that was the only thing that was in the last class or the last term, the last session, it's going to be below 95%. So it was like 94.8 or something like that. But then I got it and it was exactly 95.0%. So that was exciting. So I've maintained my 4.0, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of how my next classes are going to be. So I have two classes coming up, and then there's this one like outlier that'll be in 2024, 2025. And then the rest of them are like the stuff for my dissertation. And I'm like, I wonder if it's possible if I can stack those up and I can do the last class and the first like thing for my dissertation at the same time. And then the last two things, because the last one is like the I can't remember what it's called, but it's like where you're submitting your dissertation and then redoing it if you need to redo, like edit anything or make changes. Mm-hmm. That's the very last one. And that's, I'm assuming it has to be one class. Just assuming.
I mean, I would assume that too, but you could ask Sam. Sam would know. She had to submit a dissertation.
Yeah, but this school is different.
That's true.
It's not. I didn't have to submit a dissertation for my master's, or I didn't have to do like a master's thesis. Mm. So it's the academic writing and project proposal is the one that is like, would be with the last class that I have. That's kind of an individual class right now. Mm-hmm. And then qualitative and quantitative research design, project implementation and analysis, and then applied research project dissemination, which is where I'm assuming like I submit it and then like I go and argue the dissertation portion.
Okay.
I guess I could read it, what it means. Oh, there's no little I by it.
Well, then I guess you can't read what it means.
During this course, you will develop a conclusion and recommendations for your applied research project. You will also explore various opportunities for disseminating academic research funding. This course will be graded as a pass-fail.
Aren't all courses graded as a pass-fail?
Like, as though there's no, like, A, B, C, D.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
There's no scale for the last classes. It's just you either pass or you fail.
See, I feel like that would make me more anxious.
Yeah. But it's because it's, like, it's not actually, you're not going over anything. It's kind of you're doing work and submitting the work to be reviewed.
That's true. Because I would just be concerned that my work wasn't good enough.
Well, that's called
self-doubt.
Self-doubt, but also I'm starting to get an echo. Self-doubt, but also imposter syndrome. Okay, it's done. It stopped now.
Okay. I was just like, what is going on? Yeah, I know. And I know about the imposter syndrome because I've really been experiencing that a lot with this new job. like every day I'm anxious that I'm going to make a mistake and they're going to realize that I'm not good at this and then like fire me. But literally every single day people are telling me what a great job I'm doing and how much they appreciate the like effort I'm putting in and like all these different things and how advanced I am and all this stuff. But I cannot get that little voice in my brain to shut the fuck up.
I mean, that's good that you get that information or you get that feedback from people, because I don't really get that feedback. I get it secondhand. So from like I get it from my coworker, Elitza, and then Karen, my boss. So I get it from them. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like crickets from the director, who is like Karen's boss. So my boss's boss. But like he doesn't ever say or interact with me or anything, but he always gives her like tells her how impressed and how well he thinks I'm doing and how grateful he is that I'm part of the team. I'm like, cool, he could tell me that,
right?
Because I'm not getting that from anything from him. He could right. tell me that,
right?
I get it's nice that he's telling you all that and you're cascading it down to me, but I'm also a person that he could have this conversation with as mm-hmm. well.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. I think part of it is because like I want this is gonna sound real stupid. So like most things I say. Anyway, I'm not ungrateful for this job. I don't want to not have this job. However, this is also not my dream. This isn't what I wanted to be doing with my life, you know? But like, I'm extremely grateful and very happy that I am doing this with my life. It's just like all these little things that keep trying to like push in and make me doubt myself and also make me like trying to force me to be unhappy. But the truth is I'm not really unhappy. It's not what I want to be doing, but for right now it's what I need to be doing, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And my question is going to be, what are you doing to get to a job that you want to be doing?
Well, I need to get back to school. Which I'm thinking about doing. I'm anxious about going back to school and doing full-time work because I'm worried about my spoon levels. But I'm hoping that in the fall this next year, I will be settled enough into my job that I would be able to incorporate school as well.
Yeah.
I feel like if I tried to do that right now, that it would be a disaster. Because I'm not fully settled in my job yet. I'm not fully established. But I feel like if I wait a little longer and maybe go back during the fall semester of 2025, that I'll have a better chance of being able to finish my degree and go from there. And I think I've decided on... going ahead with my library degree rather than my linguistics degree. I still love linguistics and I still want to do linguistics, but I also feel like I keep getting drawn back to library work and wanting to work in like archives and saving records and things like that. So I think I'm just gonna go ahead and focus on that. And so the plan is I've been putting out some feelers, like trying to see what schools would be best for library science, but unfortunately a lot of schools aren't doing library science anymore. Because, you know, it's quote unquote a dying thing. And it's like, it's not dying because of, it's not dying because there's not an interest. It's it's dying because they're making it die.
Yeah. I think the thing is people don't understand what all a library does, and they think it's just a receptacle for books.
It's not. It's the heartbeat of a community. Like, the whole point of a library is to be a resource for everyone within that community. It is catered to that community. Librarians are constantly doing different surveys, different research to discover, like, what their community needs the most. So, hold on. I have to cough. I've been sick. So, one second.
Ew.
I know. I'm sorry. It's real gross. But one of the biggest things is some libraries do loans of like hardware, for example. Like, somebody needs to borrow a hammer. Okay, well, this library lends out hammers. You know, there's libraries where you can quote unquote check out a person. Okay, where, and it's where you get to, like, have a conversation with this person about their life, and they'll tell you about their life story and their experiences, and you can just learn about somebody. Like, libraries are so integral to communities. They are the place that has free services. They're one of the few places left that still has free services.
Yeah, like the library that is in Quincy, they do a language, like an English conversation program where people can come in and kind of just lead conversations and, like, develop in a safe space, develop their English comprehension, develop their English, like, conversational skills. And, like, the one, there's one in Providence, I think it's in Providence, where they will lend out sewing machines and stuff like that. And if people want to learn how to sew and they can't afford to buy a sewing machine, they can check out a sewing machine.
Right. And, like, that's the thing that people don't understand, is they think it's just about the books, but it's so much more than that. It's also about resources and connecting you to other parts of your community. You know,
helping you file for grants.
Right. Like, it's one of the few places that you can use the internet without, you know, having to pay for it. Like, and, you know, people need to have access to different technology sometimes, you know, and you can get that from the library. Like I said, the library is developed, like, your local library is developed specifically for your community. It's there to meet so many of those community needs.
Well, I'm excited for you whenever you decide to go back. We will put it on our calendars and we'll talk about it in the fall and hold you to it, Sarah.
All right. All right. Let's do the thing. Let's put it on the calendar.
So I have some funny clips that I took from Instagram that I want to
share with me.
Yeah, share with you. I'm not going to share them, but we will talk about them because I'm going to say them and you're going to respond.
Okay.
And we'll have a good laugh.
We're gonna respond in real time.
There's a few of them. So this first one, it's from a guy named Will Donnelly. Don't really know who he is. It just came across my feed. And it says, to whom it may concern, boring, cliche, devoid of real meaning. To whom it's about to concern, exciting, innovative, a call to action.
Oh, no.
Kind of sounds a little threatening, too, right?
A little bit. A little vaguely threatening.
And then this one is about Disney. So Disney hired some little people to dress as Pinocchio and wave at people at the premiere of Pinocchio. They left them on a balcony with enough food and wine for the day. But by late afternoon, they were all naked. The costumes were too hot. Drunk and screaming swear words at people. And then it has a picture of people dressed up as Pinocchio on like, it's not really, it's like a balcony, but it's kind of like over the marquee.
Okay.
So they're like outside eating and drinking all day, but they probably finished the wine quickly and then got naked and started screaming swear words at people while they were coming into Pinocchio.
Okay. You know.
And then this one is also, it's kind of about books. It's walks into a bookstore. Me. Do you have any books on turtles, worker? Hardback? Question mark? Me. Yeah, with the little heads.
I like that one.
So if that's kind of a lot of what these are. They're kind of funny stuff. Anxiety tip. Next time you cringe over some embarrassing moment you had years ago, try to remember other people's embarrassing moments. You can't, can you? That's because you're the only embarrassing human to exist ever, and everyone else is always thinking about how cringy you are.
Oh no. Oh no.
And then this one says, court is all like, place your non-shit wiping hand on this book of half-remembered ghost stories told by inbred winos and promise not to lie to this final boss cop in a goth prom dress. Okay, sure, man, whatever you say. I like the goth prom dress.
Yeah, yeah.
That description of a judge, final boss cop in a goth prom dress.
Yep. I like that a lot.
And then flick cigarette after long drag. Here's the thing. If Santa knows when kids are naughty or nice, then he knew Rudolph was being bullied.
I mean, accurate.
Yeah.
What did he do to protect Rudolph?
Nothing, because he was just a worker to him.
Because he was just a worker to him. Oh my god, the poor little reindeer.
So this one says, when I was suicidal, we'll say here, I had a therapist say to me, do you really want Mitch McConnell to outlive you? That thought alone has been more helpful in my mental health journey than anything else.
Valid. That's so valid.
And then this one says, people who sleep with their phone on silent or D&D really don't give a fuck about anybody's life. And then someone commented, look, if you decide to have a problem after midnight, that's between you and God, to be honest. And then someone else said, I spent 2 minutes staring at this, wondering how I could set my phone to Dungeons and Dragons. That's funny. And then this one is, it's a text message, but back and forth. There's 20 letters in the alphabet, right? 26. Oh, I forgot. You are a QT. And then they have a winky face. And the person said, that's 25. Oh, you'll get the D later. God damn it, I fell into your trap.
Love.
Breaking news. Police have confirmed the man who tragically fell from the roof on an 18-foot nightclub was not a bouncer.
No.
Oh, and this is George Takei, and he's commenting on a post that someone wrote. Doing some research for an upcoming article on the last mass deportation of Mexicans during the 1930s, over half of those deported were U.S. citizens. And he said, indeed, when they rounded up all the Japanese Americans, myself and my family included, were in internment camp during World War II out of fear of Japanese spies and saboteurs. 2/3 of those were U.S. citizens. So that one wasn't so funny. It was just an interesting topic.
Yep.
Yesterday, my supervisor asked why I was tardy. And I said, I don't think you were supposed to call people that anymore.
Oh my god.
That's a good response. I know I don't have to be this sarcastic, but the world has given me so much material to work with, and I'm not one to be wasteful.
It's true. It's accurate.
Another text between two people. Boss, what are you doing? Me watching a video on how to effectively deal with coworkers. Boss, that's kickboxing. Me, exactly. And that's the last one I have.
Nice.
But I keep seeing those come across my feed and I think they're funny. So I'm like, I'll grab them and we can talk about them on the podcast and laugh a little bit.
We deserve to laugh.
Well, where did... Oh, I closed it, didn't I? Oh, no, I didn't. What are you doing this weekend? And how was your Thanksgiving? I guess I should ask that, too.
Oh. Thanksgiving was good. I was sick. So I didn't... I, like, wasn't hungry. At one point... This is how bad I felt, okay? At one point, I was looking at deviled eggs, which are my favorite thing of all time. I love deviled eggs. I looked at them longingly and said, spiritually, I want you. Physically, I will not have you. And that was devastating. That was devastating to the point that I actually had to go back to bed. I was like, you know what? I feel so bad right now that I looked at deviled eggs square in the face and said, no, thanks. I need to go back to bed and rethink my life choices.
Have you seen this thing where people are making, I think they're making Jell-O or something, or not Jell-O, pudding. And it's like a bunch of boiled eggs and then I think something else and like cocoa powder and sugar. And they put it in a blender and blend it all up.
I have not seen that.
I'm like, no. And then someone did it and they tasted it and they're like, it tastes like egg. Why would I want this?
Right. I'm like, that's going to taste like egg.
Like a lot of the times you do put egg yolk in like ice cream and stuff because it's a good emulsifier and it stabilizes it.
Right.
But not boiled eggs, because that's like there's a whole different flavor to a boiled egg than
right, because you're solidifying the egg flavor.
Yeah,
when you boil the egg,
it's weird.
Like it is weird. But yeah, other than that though, it was good. I hung out with Nick, Horace, and Kat because we were all sick together, and yeah, I did eventually get to eat some food. It made me sick, but I got to eat some. That was about it. What about you?
I made some. Ryan, well, we started off. Ryan made what is it called? Bacon and oh my gosh, French toast. So we had bacon and French toast for breakfast. And then for dinner, I made some pigs and blankets. And we also had a pork roast with potatoes, onions, and carrots.
Nice.
And then I had a slice of pumpkin pie for dessert. And we watched the horror movie Thanksgiving. Have you ever seen it?
I have not. Was it good?
It's okay. This is the second time we watched it. And we watched it last Thanksgiving too, and it's okay. It has it's not the best, but it's something that's fun to watch, and it's funny. There's some funny deaths.
Okay, so it's kind of like a funny ritual type movie.
Yeah, like one person gets cooked in an oven, and then they get like their body gets put together like a turkey.
That's wild. I was not expecting that.
It's a funny movie. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it, but you have to have an account that doesn't have ads. Because it has some agreement with something that you can't watch it if there are ads. So what I did was selected a new, like a different tier, and then after we watched it, moved it back to the other tier. So and it wasn't going to change and charge me until December. So I won't get charged for the higher tier, hopefully. We'll see. Oh, I also had I got an email or a couple emails saying that someone tried to use my debit card to buy stuff at Best Buy, so I had to cancel my debit card and get a new debit card, so that's always fun.
Oh no.
And then I got another alert later that they also tried to buy $14.37 worth of Subway. But I had already canceled my debit card, so they couldn't do it anyway. So that was fun. So now the card that I have memorized, I'm going to have to memorize a new card because I have to get a new card.
Dang.
So that's fun. And it's weird because it's like the only place I used my card at recently was at work to buy lunch and a drink from the vending machine. So I don't think it would have happened there. And then yesterday I used my card at, we went to lunch and we went to Five Guys. And I used it to pay for food at Five Guys. And it was like a little bit after we went to Five Guys, it was used.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it happened to Five Guys yesterday, which is weird because that's literally the only place I went to.
Dang.
But thankfully, like, they were trying to spend more than what I had on my card at Best Buy. So it got declined. And I saw the decline and I called and I was able to cancel it before. And then it got declined again because I had already canceled it at Subway.
So funny. Can you imagine, though, just like they went through that whole process of like building that sandwich and everything, knowing that that card probably wasn't going to work because it already didn't work the first time at Best Buy.
You would think, yeah. It's like, why would you try to use it again?
Right. And then like you're going to get declined after you just made those people like make that food because they're not going to just give it to you.
Now they probably have a backup card that they use from someone else they stole from.
Probably.
It's annoying.
It is annoying. You know what? I haven't gotten yet my Texas driver's license.
Ooh.
It's been like,
and I tried.
Yeah, right. It's been like 2 months.
And I would call them and ask.
Yeah,
because that happened to me. Yeah, that happened to me whenever I had to get my new license in Indiana when they switched to where they weren't printing them in the office anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, well, if it doesn't come in like 14 days or something like that, then you'd have to come back and get another one. So I go, okay, cool. So I went back in and that's where I had like that fight with the person, not the argument, the disagreement. We'll say disagreement because I didn't really argue. Where she was like, no, you'll just have to wait. It takes a while. And I was like, okay, cool. The little printout that you gave me has now expired. So I'm driving around on an expired license. So I need to understand, you need to either be able to print me a new one or get me a new one. And they were like, well, we can't do anything for you. And then I called the Indianapolis, like the main branch of the BMV. Mm-hmm. And I was like, here's the situation. And she was like, oh, I don't know why they told you that if you haven't received it yet. And it's been like I can see when you ordered it and it should have arrived, then they should be able to just give you a new one and it shouldn't cost you anything.
Exactly.
And she was like, okay. I was like, okay, well, what if I go in and this person tells me the same thing? She's like, well, then you give them this phone number and tell them to ask for me. So I went in and the woman gave me the same thing. And she was like, I already told you, we can't give you a new one. You just have to wait. And I was like, well, this is the person that I talked to at the main branch. You need to call her and talk to her. She didn't call her. She's just like, just give him a new license. It's like, why did I have to go through this whole argument? I was right already. I already talked to someone at a branch that reinforced my understanding of the requirement. And I had to argue with you because you are having a power trip. Don't make me push you over this counter.
Okay. And like the thing is I worked for that woman.
And she was a monster.
She
had a power trip. She was power hungry and she wanted to be able to control people.
Power hungry and she was the worst. And I remember everybody telling me when the branches combined, because the branch that I was working for combined with the branch that she was working for, because neither branch was staying open wasn't meeting enough revenue, essentially. So they combined the two of them. And everybody told me, oh no, it's not going to be that bad working for her. It's not like that. You know, those are just stories that get made up, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, no, no.
But that's the thing. No, no, no. These stories come from somewhere. So she had to have that at some point.
Right. Right. Oh my God. That woman literally almost made me off myself. Because I was so she contributed to the breakdown of my marriage. Like,
I don't know about that.
No, it's true, because I told Donnie, I was like, I need you to get a job so that I can leave this job. If I don't leave this job, I am going to die. And
I'm taking you all with me.
No. He didn't get a job.
I don't see how that's his fault or her fault, though.
No. The thing is, though, is that because my husband, who I needed to be there to support me, was unwilling to support me in this time of need, when I was being bullied by this woman at work, that was the deciding factor for me in leaving him. It really was. It was the deciding factor for me in leaving him, because I was just like, I am literally so desperate right now to leave this job, and I'm asking you for help, and you can't help me this one time that I'm literally asking you for help. Well, fuck you. That is literally why my relationship with Donnie ended. She literally contributed.
She was the catalyst to you moving forward.
Yes. She contributed. What a wild time to be alive. Also, I need you to know, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the podcast. I know that I've told it before on my TikTok. But when I worked for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, it was like, I think my first full year that I was there. This guy came in to register his vehicle, as most people do. And he got upset with me about his fees. And his response to me in regards to his fees was that he was going to kidnap me and hang me by my toes over shark-infested waters. And I told him, have I never told you this before?
No, but also in Indiana, where are you going to get shark-infested waters?
I literally told him, I said, if you can find shark-infested waters in Indiana, I will gladly go with you. And he's like, I'll take you to Florida then. I was like, you know what? That's fine. I always wanted to swim with the sharks. And then he called me a smart ass. And I'm like, you're literally threatening my life over these fees. I am a 20-something-year-old girl. What the fuck, bruh? But anyway, so everybody at my new job has commented in one way or another on how calmly I handle people yelling and getting upset with me. And I'm like, bruh, I worked for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles for 5.5 years in my early 20s. I've had people throw things at me. I've had people threaten me with death. I was like, and then I worked for a pharmacy as a pharmacy tech and had people be like, well, I guess I'll just die then. And again, throw things at me. So nothing. I'm fine. Karen can have her little fit as you do, but I'm fine.
I don't understand why people react like that, because it's like, what are you, like, I get it that they need someone to bitch at and you're right there, but it's not like you control these things. I don't understand.
Right? Like, I am, get upset at me about something that I can actually control.
That's when you should always have, like, well, I don't know about where you work now, but at, like, the BMV, just have a stack of, like, business cards that have the, like, governor's contact information and, like, the state representative's information, and just be like, well, here's who you can contact. If you don't like what we have to offer, then this is the person you need to talk to. I can't do anything about it. They're the ones that make these requirements.
Right, exactly. And
that'll just piss someone off.
Right. I'm just right. Like, I don't understand, but okay, sure. Yeah.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I'm starting to cough more because I'm talking.
Yeah, I also haven't eaten anything.
Oh, you should eat something.
It's okay. I was cooking and then I like ran out of time before we needed to record. So I was like, I'll just eat whenever I'm done.
Okay.
So it's fine. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked it, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, we're not on that platform. If there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. Or you can leave us a review, or you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you'd like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. And we hope you have a great week and had a good Thanksgiving and Native American Heritage Day that was on Friday. And Sarah, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.